Are you afraid of social media? Do you even know what it is? Well, let me tell you. Social media is the opportunity to get connected with people online by using several different programs available. And for the first half of the Wendy Edwards Show, I'll be talking with my friend Mary Jean, who I met on Twitter, one of those social platforms I'm talking about. She's going to break things down so that you can understand what social media is and how to use it to your best advantage, especially if you are a startup business or a small business who wants to get the word out about your company or yourself. So hello, Mary Jean.
Hello, Wendy.
I'm so glad you could make it.
Oh, thank you.
We were able to meet at the Timberwood Grill recently on a tweet up.
Yep, that was fun.
Was that your idea?
It was. Yes, it was my idea. I had to think about it because not all tweet ups are my idea, believe it or not. Yeah, they had introduced a geek sci-fi menu and I thought, okay, we need to celebrate this and get together. And it had been a while since we'd all gotten together for a tweet up. So
that's the first one I attended. I've been to the Timberwood Grill with friends before, but It's the first time I've gone to an actual tweet up because it's the first time one's been available when I'm not at work.
Right. I know. There have been several where you've said, oh gosh, I have to work, can't do it. So it's fun. You get different people every single time when it's different times of day, different places. So it's nice to mix it up a little bit.
So why would someone go to a tweet? I'm a social bug, but I mean, is that the only reason to go?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that people develop relationships online and they're sort of curious to meet people in person and sort of seal or cement that relationship by meeting in real life, as we say.
See who the person is behind the name.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So, and I've experienced people becoming friends or finding other connections, doing business with one another after they've met in person. So it's pretty neat. It used to be blogger gatherings. Mm-hmm. So it used to be people who knew one another from their blogs, but now it's more Twitter relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen any Facebook ups.
No, I haven't either. That's an interesting point.
Just tweet ups.
Yeah. I mean, I guess events are hatched on Facebook.
They are.
People do meet up that way.
Yeah, but they're passed around, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
The events on Facebook are more like planned events that are going on in the community that people get invited to.
Right. No, you're right.
More than on Twitter, it's more like impromptu. Like, hey, let's all get together. Okay, who's available for lunch today? And people just show up.
Right. Exactly. And if they're not already following one another on Twitter, they are pretty quickly thereafter.
I'm here talking with Mary Jean Jaggers, president and owner of Jaggers Communications, and you will want to follow her on Twitter as well as her blog, because she's going to teach our next voiceover stars and anyone with a startup business how to get your name out, how to brand yourself by using social media. You're listening to Wendy Edwards on the Internet.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the next voiceover star.
Brought to you by The Wendy Edwards Show and these fine sponsors: ProSound, the caller experience experts; Amoeba Films, the voiceover pavilion, with radio script provided by Gil Zemer's Advertising Shop. Five finalists have been selected to compete in the next voiceover star. Over the next 4 weeks, they'll get the opportunity to work for ProSound, the caller experience experts. Today, we'll hear auditions sent in for Radio Week, and voting begins this week. It's up to you to choose who gets to be the next voiceover star.
I'm Chester Hull from ProSound. We're the caller experience experts. Everybody can relate to calling a company and having a bad experience. We're like interior designers or graphic artists for your phone system, making it relevant, making it interesting, making it fun, making it something that grabs the ear. Call us, have us do a caller experience evaluation. Delight your callers, make a difference. Treat them well, they'll be customers for life. Treat them poorly, they'll be someone else's customer tomorrow.
Find out more at www.prosoundusa.com.
You're listening to Wendy's Podcast on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and WendyEdwards.com.
We've got a great lineup for you today on The Wendy Edwards Show. As you know, five finalists are competing for the chance to be the next voiceover star. And we've got their vocal auditions in for Radio Week, in which they each speak the same commercial and use their own tone and personality. And then my friends, Sherry Taylor and Mark Connor, veteran radio professionals, are going to critique what they hear and give some tips to the next voiceover star. So that's on the way. Right now, I am with Mary Jean Jaggers. She is president and owner of Jaggers Communications. I got to tell you, she rocks. I listen to Mary Jean whenever she posts something about social media. I am there reading her website and figuring out what I can do to make my web postings and my brand and my interaction with friends and other professionals online even better. And Mary Jean, I brought you here because I thought you would be very valuable to have on the show, especially for the people who are now in the next voiceover star. Have you heard about the contest?
I have, but tell me more about it.
I will do so. what a great invitation. Thank you. Well, basically, people ask me all the time, how did I get into radio? How did I get into doing voiceover? And it's difficult for me to just explain how I do this.
Right.
And my opportunity came very spontaneously. I was a massage therapist, and my client asked me, had I thought of working in radio? And I'm like, sure, because why not? Who wouldn't want an opportunity to work in radio? And so basically, I went from massaging her back to taking over her part-time job at the radio group.
Wow.
Yeah. So she basically found her replacement in me. From there, I just been learning kind of on the fly, just learning what these buttons, see these shiny buttons? And learning what these do and just making the best of it. And I think, you know, over the past almost 6 years, I've been doing pretty well. And now it's time to make my own show and get out in the world.
Absolutely. Good for you.
Thank you. So I'd like to help other people who are in the same situation where, you know, they have great voices. They've got an understanding for what voice work takes, or they want a better understanding for that. And they just want to join the world of voiceover.
Well, and I think that's an interesting service that you're providing too, as so many people are looking for different career opportunities. And maybe this is something they've never considered before.
Mm-hmm.
So you, at the time that you were a massage therapist, had never thought about radio. But
right.
Once you were introduced to it, it became what you wanted to do with your life.
Right. And I think the same is true of people that I've talked with on Twitter. I brought up Twitter at first because I'd post commercials that I did, or I'd post a show that I did.
Right.
Or I'd just be talking with other voiceover stars, like with what they're doing and encouraging them through their work. And so people have been writing to me like, hey, how do I do this? How do I do this? And I'm like, you know, I don't have a manual. So I said, well, I'll make up this contest and they can just throw their voices in. I'll give them assignments every week, just like I would get. And they can just jump in and try it. That's what I did.
Right.
And so far it's working.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. I got a lot of messages in private from people on Twitter asking me, how do I get into voiceover work?
That kind of reminds me of those social media assignments that I've been doing on my website, getting people to have one little actionable thing they can do to learn. It's not a contest like yours, but one little bite-sized chunk that they can take care of in one day or less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And with each little step, learn a little bit more about it.
Everyone must know that I follow Mary Jean and I do her assignments the best I can. And so I think it's great. That is what inspired me to have you come here today, to be able to talk about what you do on your site through Jaggers Communications and to help those people in my voiceover contest and those who are just listening, if they have small business startups, to learn how to brand themselves. I didn't know what branding was before Twitter. What is this word branding? I mean, where does this even come from? It seems like one of those just kind of kick words that gets thrown out with each, you know, generation.
It is kind of a branding term, buzzword in and of itself. It's something that advertising and public relations has talked about for a long time. And people often think of a brand as a logo or a slogan,
mm-hmm.
but it's much, much more than that. It's really the promise that you make to your customers and the promise that you keep. So if you have a promise of quality and you deliver on that, then quality is your brand. If you are someone who represents safety, I know we think about safety when we think about Volvo cars, for
mm-hmm.
example. I think that's a strong, strong brand association that we have. It's not so much the logo. It's not so much a slogan, but when you see a Volvo, you think of that as a safe, reliable car.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking about ourselves and who we represent and what people think about when they think about us is personal branding.
I think that's tough to know what people think about you. How do you find out?
Well, sometimes it's self-driven. So talking about you and what you've been tweeting about, what's in your bio, what you write about, what you talk about frequently. I know that sort of by accident, but because of it's something that I'm kind of passionate about, pie mm-hmm. has become synonymous with Mary Jean Jagger mm-hmm. simply because I've driven a lot of the enthusiasm behind Pie Fest. Mm-hmm. I write about pie a lot. And whether I set out to intentionally do it or not, if you Google pie and me, you're going to find a lot of content. So really intentionally thinking about what you want your brand to be and producing content to make it so.
Okay, so someone in voiceover, how would they present themselves? Do you have ideas for that?
Definitely. So producing a lot of audio content makes the most sense, but also written content. Talking about all of the tips that are involved, all of those things that you've learned over the years in doing voiceover, really packaging that and putting that together and making sure that your online presence, so your profile, your bio on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, a Google profile is really consistent in its language and has those keywords and key phrases in it.
This pie thing you bring up. I mean, I've seen that your name is synonymous with pie because your first your pie, was it a pie down, a throw down or something like that?
It was a pie down between Brian Geiger, the food geek, and me.
Yeah. And then it turned into this annual pie festival in Charlottesville.
That's right. It's an annual event. And people are so excited about pie. I mean, there aren't a lot of people who don't like pie or can't get behind something that's a charitable event like that.
Right.
So it's an easy way to kind of get the conversation rolling.
Yeah. And so if someone in voiceover is trying to brand themselves and they don't want to just put out content with this is what I learned in voiceover or, you know, hey, I'm a voiceover student and these are some tips that have been passed on to me, would you say that branding should come from their personality like that?
Definitely. Something you're passionate about. So maybe there's another hobby that you have that you're interested in. Maybe you're a big fan of dogs.
Okay.
Or, I mean, anything that's really uniquely you. So people can connect to you on that personal level as well. It makes you more human.
I have a friend who's in real estate who's mm-hmm. also a basketball referee. He's been a referee for years and years and years. And because of the black and white stripes, he calls himself the real estate zebra. And,
yep.
And he's known everywhere as the real estate zebra.
Right.
So is that what you mean, that kind of thing?
Definitely. Yep, that's exactly it. So something that you sort of identify yourself as, so mm-hmm. something that you're kind of passionate about.
Well, for me, I think it's being a mom. Everything mm-hmm. I do is about being a mom mm-hmm. and, you know, all the voiceover work and the stories and everything else is kind of aside from that.
Sure. So. Yeah, I think that's a great brand to have.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, I know you promote yourself in other ways besides pie, and I want to get into how you do that. But I promise that we will listen to this incredible three-piece band called the Ladies of Sport. Two West Coast women, one East Coast man. Here's the product, and we'll be back with Mary Jean in just a bit.
I'm a man in the workshop, won't stop, luxury to the rich in need. Evening and night and daylight, fight and cry and sweat and bleed. Work all day and no play, gonna make me a household name. What is the question? Perfection, not necessarily the ordinary. Good celebrity endorsements, quality won't be important. Hearts and minds of the people, the product is totally evil. I don't care what you think about it, soon you won't be able to live without. About how we make it. steeple. Now all I need is the people.
Refer to themselves as a generation of contradictions. Kids from the 80s, show me a man without contradictions and blah, 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 something, something, they say. The Ladies of Sports CD, Empire's Fall, is available on their website, theladiesofsport.com. You can also get them through iTunes and Yahoo Music. We'll hear more from them a little bit later this hour. Right now, I am sitting with Mary Jean Jagger. She is the president and owner of Jagger's Communications. And what does that mean to you? Well, it means personal branding or professional branding, and in many cases, making great friends with the people in your profession and in your community. Now, Mary Jean is kind of famous for making pie in Central Virginia. No, she doesn't have a pie shop, but she did instigate a pie down with one of the best cooks here in Charlottesville who calls himself the food geek, Brian Geiger. And from that one challenge, a pie fest was born. And so Mary Jean is pretty well known for pie here in Charlottesville, but you do promote yourself in other ways.
I do. I mean, I talk a lot about social media. I'm a communicator and a public relations professional. So everything that I do is communications related.
Okay.
So it may be traditional media relations. It may be crisis or issues management work, reputation management. I do a lot of writing. And everything I do has a component that is social media related, but not everything I do is social media.
Although you would think so by reading your posts on Twitter, because you do so much on your website.
I do. Social media is very popular, and it's something that I have a lot of passion for. So I do write a lot of content about that. And sometimes I do relate it back to more traditional pursuits in public relations, or show examples of how it's working in the industry as a part of more traditional communications tactics.
You mentioned social media as popular, and it certainly is, but I think it's also difficult for someone who's coming in at a ground level to understand what social media can do for them. So let's go back to someone having a startup.
Yep.
They've never been involved in social media. Maybe they don't even have a Twitter name. Maybe they are not even on Facebook yet, but they're listening to the internet right now and they want to know, how can I begin? Like, what are my first steps into getting into social media so that my business can grow?
And you know, you just said it. It's listening. That's the first thing that they need to do. They need to understand how they can monitor the social web so that if they're putting in search terms about their business or their industry or leaders in their business. A lot of people use Google Alerts, but also monitoring the social web. And there are tools that specifically monitor Twitter and Facebook and other tools outside of just the general social web so that you can be listening for a good long while before you start engaging in the social web.
So for a voiceover artist, what are some things that you would say they need to be listening for when they use those tools?
They need to be looking for other blog content and other voiceover people so that they can understand what they're doing. So looking for bloggers who are voiceover people, for looking for audio to really pay attention to the industry and see what people are doing, and following radio in general. So looking at what radio people are doing online and how they're being successful with that.
So basically, it's just watching how other people grow their business and copying?
Yeah, essentially. I mean, looking at what looks successful to you and what you like and what is interesting to you. A lot of the culture of the social web is about sharing. So it's not so much copying as it is learning from what you're seeing and then emulating it.
What are some tools that you look for in your industry?
I follow a lot of people who are in my industry. So I am constantly reading other people's thoughts and taking a look and seeing what's generating conversation. So staying on top of what these new tools are and how things are working.
What other things are there besides Google Alerts to use first?
There's a lot of other things, but two that I use pretty frequently are Social Mention and Ice Rocket.
Okay.
And those are free tools that allow you to monitor the social web.
And so when you go to Social Mention or Ice Rocket, what do you type in for what you do?
I am typically looking for other people who are writing about social media, but I may be looking for public relations agencies who are working in social media.
So you would type in literally public.
Right. Because frequently you're looking for what they have in their bio.
Okay.
So if I'm looking for people to follow on Twitter, for example, within my industry, I would go to Tweeps, which is TWEEPZ.com, and put in bio and then some search terms that I would hope that they would have in their bio if they do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm simply looking to follow people in my industry. Now, I may not be looking just for people in my industry. I may be looking for client prospects.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be looking for people within a specific industry. So I do a lot of healthcare work.
Okay.
So I may be looking for people who are representing pharmaceutical companies or who are healthcare providers, but they are the social media or marketing people who represent that company. So hopefully they're going to have some of those terms in their bio.
Right. And it'll come up on one of these search engines?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Say you find people on these search engines, do you just automatically follow them? I mean, they're on the internet, I guess, to be followed. So you just kind of jump in the conversation?
Absolutely. I'll follow them until it proves that there's not much happening there. Generally, there's enough content happening for me to follow and engage with them.
At what point do you introduce yourself?
Pretty early on, especially conversations with Twitter.
Okay.
Are pretty open. So people are accustomed to replying to people that they may have never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly you want to be helpful. So you might be retweeting something that they have posted or offering them an article that you think that they might find of interest. You've been following them long enough that you know where their interests mm-hmm. lie.
Okay. Now, what about someone that's not necessarily on Twitter that you found has a blog and you're just reading their blog information? Do you let them know right then that you're following them? Do you just
kind of
open things up with a hello?
And definitely leave comments on blog posts. Absolutely. If there's something that you have to say, that's the right and polite thing to do.
Okay. And then is it polite also to leave your follow back information?
It's usually part of the comment functionality. So you're leaving your name and your website. It's expected.
What things are not expected or maybe frowned upon that people do when they're talking with people who have blogs or talking with people on Twitter? What are some things that they really should try to refrain from in order to build a professional relationship with people?
Mm-hmm. Being spammy or being very salesy, so over promoting yourself
mm-hmm.
is really frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to be helpful and not just be asking for help. So really engaging in conversation and not thinking about your own needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that difficult. I mean, that there's a very fine line between promoting yourself too much and not promoting yourself enough.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like, okay, I'm tired of hearing about this. Maybe they are too. Like, that's kind of how I judge it. Do you think that's fair?
I think so. I mean, I think to a certain extent, you have to allow people to self-select into what they're interested in
mm-hmm.
and not be so concerned about that. So, you know, keep on not so much promoting yourself, but just producing content that you think people will find of value. If you think that what you're providing isn't of value, then mm-hmm. it's not going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So constantly keeping in mind and asking yourself, is this valuable content for someone else? Or am I merely selling?
Right. Well, can you give me an example of what merely selling would be?
Buy my book. Did I mention I have a book? I don't have a book.
Hey,
not
everyone,
really.
There's a book. It's over here.
You know, there, you know it when you see it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, sometimes I wonder if I do it.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just saying, like, I'll be in front of Twitter and I'll be like, okay, well, I could promote my show. All right. So I'm going to say that my show is online now. And then I'll, like, wait, I don't know, till later in the day and say that my show is online again. And the reason I do that is because I feel like people are on Twitter at various times of day.
Sure, right.
All over the country. And so I try to kind of stagger my mentions of it. But at the same time, I do. I get tired of it myself. I'm like, you know, now they must know I have a show. And if they're going to listen to it, they're going to listen. And if they're not, they're not.
But is that all you're doing? I don't think so. If those are all of your tweets, then I'd say, yeah, you might want to mix some actual Wendy in there, you know?
Yeah.
And enter conversations with people. I think it's perfectly appropriate to have that, you know, promotional content spread out. And then in between there, you're engaging with people as a real human being.
Is there any real formula to that? Like knowing when to put the content out and when to, you know, I guess conversation is constant. You just continue to talk to people.
Oh, definitely.
But
right.
Is there some kind of formula that would be ideal for putting your content out there so that you're not boring people or coming off like that? I'm curious to know because I want to keep my listeners and my readers. But we need to take a break. So we will be back with Mary Jean's answer on how not to make yourself look like a fool on Twitter and other social media platforms. And we'll be listening to more from the ladies of sport this hour. And don't forget, the next voiceover star is coming up in just a little bit as well. We'll hear a radio spot performed by each of our five finalists. And then my friends, Sherry Taylor and Mark Connor, who I lovingly call veterans of radio, give each of our contestants a little feedback on what they submitted. All this and more coming up on The Wendy Edwards Show.
You're listening to Wendy's podcast on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network and WendyEdwards.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, here are the ladies of sport.
There's a time coming up when
Sport, available for download from iTunes and from theladiesofsport.com. That's off their CD, Empire's Fall. We've got one more coming up from the Ladies of Sports. So keep on listening. We're back in talking with Mary Jean Jaggers of Jaggers Communications. You may have seen her talking about Charlottesville-based blogs on the Newsplex with CBS 19. Mary Jean has totally made a name for herself here in Central Virginia, not only as an authority in social media, but also as an incredible pie baker and a mom. She hosts workshops. She holds tweet-ups. She's an all-around great person to know and very comfortable to be around. And we have only a few more minutes to spend with Mary Jean, so I've got to ask, how can the next voiceover star make a name for himself?
Right. If they don't have one already, get a website.
Okay.
Set up that website so that that audio can live somewhere that can be shared.
Okay. And then that personal branding part comes in next.
That's right. Yep. So making sure that they have a photo of themselves.
Okay.
That's part of their website, that they have all their pertinent contact information included there, that they have a bit of their resume that makes sense. And if they're on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, so that people know where they can find them in those places as well. It's really important to have contact information.
Do you think it matters if your resume doesn't match what you're doing? Like most of the people in the next voiceover star, they haven't been voiceover talents before.
Right.
So their resumes aren't going to reflect that. Do you think that matters?
I think it's still important to include some background information about where they've worked before, because people still connect with others based on their background. So maybe where they went to school.
Okay.
If there are nonprofits that they support or volunteer for, that should be included as well. It's just good background information and helps people connect to them as people.
Okay. And so then once they've got their website down, they've got their brand figured out what they want to do, they've got their contact information, they've got their kind of bio or their resume of what they've done up to this point, what's the next step?
Getting into that promotion. So making sure that they're sharing that content. So if there's someone who really wants to win this, making sure that they are connecting with people who will support them, be their fans.
Do you think it's important to connect now before the contest is over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have to connect with people before you ask them for something.
Okay.
So you have to have been following and engaging with people before you can ask them to vote for you. You can't just all of a sudden dive into the deep end of the pool and expect people to, you know, surround you and lift you up. But if you've been engaging with people for some time and have already established those relationships, then you'll be a lot more successful in doing that.
Well, because the people that follow you and really do believe in your work will start telling their friends who will tell their friends.
Exactly.
That's how it grows into those votes.
Right. And maybe, I mean, maybe you're a person who in the past voted for them in something they were doing. And they remember that and they know that you helped them out in that situation.
And so,
they'll definitely return
kindness.
The favor.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. Okay.
Is social media like that normally, that people just repay kindnesses?
Absolutely. And that's one of the neatest things about social media is people who have been connecting online are very supportive of one another and frequently form really strong bonds over similar interests in blog content or over following one another for a period of time. I find it to be a very supportive network of people.
Can you tell me of a time when social media really pulled through for you?
Yeah, actually, last year I was looking at speaking at a conference in St. Louis, and all of the other speakers were Missouri people. So I thought, all right, I'm in Virginia, but I really want to speak at this conference because I know a lot of people who are going to be there. So I asked people on Twitter and Facebook who are already in my social network to let the organizer of the conference know why they should ask me to come speak at this conference. And there were just, I don't know, hundreds of people in my network who said, you've got to pick her. And I blogged about it. And I recorded a video to tell the conference organizers why they should pick me. And sure enough, I spoke at that conference. And being
good
that I
you.
Used social media to get them interested in having me speak about social media made a lot of sense. So that became a part of the story that I told as well.
And what I'm hearing in what you say, too, it's not just asking other people to support you, but there's a sense or an ounce of bravery in there, too.
I guess so. I mean, maybe there's a little bit of arrogance on my part. I don't know.
Would you call it arrogance? I would call it bravery.
Okay, bravery. I like that better. I think you do have to kind of have a level of confidence. If you're putting yourself out there and if you're really believing in yourself and what you want to do, you do have to be kind of bold. You do have to ask for it sometimes. And that doesn't mean all the time. And that doesn't mean that you're not willing to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, you do have to make that ask.
Have you always been this bold?
I guess I must have been. I've just got a bigger audience to do it for now.
Wait a minute. Were you like this when you were a little kid? Or
I guess so. I suppose so, to a certain extent. I mean, I remember always being the one to sign up for the talent show and, you know, sing in front of the whole school, mm-hmm. even though I'm not that great of a singer.
I was like that, too.
We'll see.
And okay, I'm going to admit something that I probably shouldn't ever. It was me and Donna Summer on a boombox and
awesome.
A pair of roller skates. And it was fifth grade talent show, and I roller skated around to Donna Summer's On the Radio.
Very nice. See?
That was my huge performance.
Even then, you knew that radio would be part of your life.
No, I think that was just
a fluke.
Yeah. I just love Donna Summer. So, but isn't that funny? Like, well, you had the same ambition as a kid.
You know,
I was similar
to
you.
You know what would be interesting?
What's
is
that?
All of your voiceover stars mm-hmm. to ask them if they have talent show stories. Because I bet you're going to find a lot of talent show contestants who have stories from fifth grade or first grade way back in time
all
and
right.
what they did.
I will. I think I will ask them that. That'll be fun to find out.
Yeah, it would.
And I want to know what song you sang.
I sang, okay, I was 5.
Okay.
So I did my Shirley Temple Good Ship Lollipop.
Oh.
Totally adorable, I'm sure.
Yeah, that is so cute. And did you sign up for other talent shows after that?
I did. That was my first talent show experience.
Oh, that's so cute. You didn't keep singing Good Ship Lollipop each year?
No,
okay.
No. I moved on.
All right. Well, I appreciate your coming on with me today.
Sure.
I think you've shared some really valuable information, and I know that you have a hub of information at your website.
I do, on jaggerscommunications.com.
And what can people find there?
They can find lots of information about social media workshops, social media assignments, the latest thinking and how tools of social media are being used, what not to do in a lot of cases, and how businesses can really get started using these tools to enhance what they're doing from a marketing and communication standpoint.
Is there something that you said there were some ideas that you've gotten from being here today that you're going to be putting up on your website?
Yes, I'm thinking a lot about radio and audio and how that intersects with social media and how people can be thinking about that and enhancing their overall brand. And promoting the next voiceover star.
Thank you, Mary Jean.
Thank you.
And with that, I think we're ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the next voiceover star.
Brought to you by the Wendy Edwards Show, the following 5 finalists will move on to compete for the grand prize from ProSound, the caller experience experts.
Contestant 1.
J.D. Dickinson.
Contestant 2,
Brad Larson.
Contestant 3,
Steve Noland.
Contestant 4,
Justin Beck.
Contestant 5,
Jason C.
Now, straighten your antenna. It's Radio Week.
2 of the best people I know from radio have taken the time to review each of the contestants' audio files that they sent in for Radio Week. And here they are.
Oh, man, Mark, we've got, I don't even know what to say.
Never,
I don't know how to
never,
start this.
Never stopped you before.
Well, I guess we'll start by saying our names.
Okay.
How about that?
Sherry Taylor. Oh, we're saying our own name.
Our own names.
Mark Connor.
Ooh, that was like a liner.
I know.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Sherry Taylor, local radio person. You'd say I'm Mark Connor.
Hey, I'm Mark Connor, former local radio person, now local Crutchfield person.
Woohoo! You and I have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Very long time, since like 93.
How did you get into this? How did you get it? Are you one of those people that I got you the job here? I can't remember. How did you get here?
I think you did get me the job. You got me my first radio job because I interned with you.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to Piedmont.
Right.
And I didn't know what in the world I wanted to do.
I've wrecked many a college career that way.
Well, it's true because then, you know, I didn't go back.
Right. And, you know, I in 1983, a mere 10 years before that, I sent one, because I always wanted to work in radio, and I was working at the ABC store. I sent one.
Because that's where everybody comes from the ABC store wants to work in radio.
The ones that aren't, you know, drunk.
Yeah.
And so I scoped out what I thought was the worst station in town, which was WXAM. And I sent one resume out, and the guy called me. So I was right.
It was just meant to be.
Oh, yeah. And I ended up working here and in Charlottesville and having a lot of fun. But at some point, if you're not any good, like I wasn't.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
You have to go get a real job. And I went and started working at Crutchfield, and I've been there for like, I don't know, 15 years.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with you being good. I think it's you wanting to actually make some money.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, you guys do better than I did.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, inflation.
Right. Inflation happened, so they had to pay us more money.
Exactly.
Well, we have some voiceovers here. You want to listen to the first one, Mark?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Let me get him up here. Here's the first one.
Doing business today is changing the way we all do business. No more power breakfast. No more business lunches. No more meetings for cappuccino lattes, because doing business today is doing business on the internet. Today, more companies are discovering a virtual world of opportunity on the World Wide Web. They can sell their goods anytime, send email anywhere, and provide information to anyone around the clock. And more of these companies are relying on Netcom, the number one ranked web hosting service provider. Now, for as low as $45 a month, Netcom's Identity Pack can get your business on the internet. And until March 31st, 2011, there's no sign-up fee, a $50 savings. So, if your business is ready to do business on the internet, call Netcom toll-free at 1-888-882-9721. That's 1-888-882-9721. We put the net to work for you, Netcom.
Okay, J.D. Dickinson is who that was.
That was, you know, it was, he could have, I mean, it was good, decent delivery. I don't know how long the spot was. I'm on the other side here.
I think it was 60 seconds.
Okay. I think he could have added a little more excitement to his voice. And I don't know, you know, I assume that we're doing them dry and they're not putting music underneath them yet.
That's right,
but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, first crack at it, that's, you know. My first program director, a guy named Vinny, every time I did a spot and I was really proud of it, I'd go in and I'd say, what do you think? He'd say, it's okay. So this was, I mean, I thought this was okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I agree with you. Good delivery on it. But you've got to keep, for that 60 seconds, you have to keep them engaged.
Yeah.
So whoever's listening to you, you would want them to hear what you would want to hear. And so you've got to keep them engaged for that 60 seconds right. So that they get the message and it works for your client. So,
wow.
There you go.
See, you also have the advantage of having some sales experience, which I don't.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think in radio, we're all salespeople.
Well, yeah.
One time or another, but.
It's a good point.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, I think it was good, but yeah, definitely. I agree with you. More excitement in that one.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Let's listen to the second one. Okay, this is Brad Larson.
Okay.
You ready, Spark?
I'm ready.
All right.
Doing business today is changing the way we all do business. No more power breakfasts. No more business lunches. No more meeting for cappuccino lattes. Because doing business today is doing business on the internet. Today, more companies are discovering a virtual world of opportunity on the World Wide Web. They can sell their goods anytime, send email anywhere, and provide information to anyone around the clock. And more of these companies are relying on Netcom, the number one ranked web hosting service provider. Now, for as low as $45 a month, Netcom's Identity Pack can get your business on the internet. And until March 31st, 2011, there's no sign-up fee, a $50 savings. So if your business is ready to do business on the internet, call Netcom toll-free at 1-888-882-9721. That's 1-888-882-9721. We put the net to work for you. Netcom.
Okay, Brad Larson, there you go. Mark, what do you think?
I felt like I was, you know, again, first pass at it. You know, these guys have never done radio commercials. So, you know, the delivery was good. I sort of felt like I was listening to 60 seconds worth of Shakespeare for some reason.
Yeah, it did feel a little too theatrical.
Yeah.
Almost not sincere.
Right.
Which is not what you want to go for. I think it needed to be a little more professional.
Here's what I would suggest to anybody who's trying to do this for a living is ask questions. You know, you could ask Wendy, hey, you know, what's the best way to approach this spot? You know, what do you think the client wants with this? What kind of delivery? Ask questions. I mean, I don't know if they ask questions or not, but you don't go into any commercial. I would sit there and I would look at it and I'd read it and I would talk to the salesperson, which essentially is going to be Wendy Edwards, and say, what's the client trying to emphasize in the spot? And, you know, maybe get a few bits of delivery from the salesperson about what they're looking for. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Everybody's going to interpret something different, and they want your client's going to want you to interpret the way that they want you to interpret it. And they're going to want you to pass that along to the consumer.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely, I agree with that completely.
Yep.
Yeah, but not bad. And yeah. Definitely much more exciting there.
Oh, yeah.
Much more excited. So very good energy on that one.
Exactly.
All right. Excellent. Okay. So let's see. Let's listen to Steve Nolan is contestant number 3. Here we go.
Doing business today is changing the way we all do business. No more power breakfasts, no more business lunches, no more meetings for cappuccino lattes. Because doing business today is doing business on the internet. Today, more companies are discovering a virtual world of opportunity on the World Wide Web. They can sell their goods anytime, send email anywhere, and provide information to anyone around the clock. And more of these companies are relying on Netcom, the number one ranked web hosting service provider. Now, for as low as $45 a month, Netcom's Identity Pack can get your business on the internet. And until March 31st, 2011, there's no sign-up fee, a $50 savings. So if your business is ready to do business on the internet, call Netcom toll-free at 1-888-882-9721. That's 1-888-882-9721. We put the net to work for you. Netcom.
Okay, Steve Nolan, there you go.
He's got a tremendous voice. He really does. You know, he makes the same mistake that I used to make a lot of times doing commercials. And by the way, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
He ran out of breath a couple of times.
No.
And he was like, 8-2-2-1. And, you know, I used to do that. A lot of it is breath, you know, it's projecting, and it's just like being on stage. You have to control your voice, you have to control your breath, and you know, he ran out of breath a couple of times. I'm not laughing at you. I used to do it all the time.
You're laughing because you get it.
Oh, I definitely yeah. get it. But boy, I mean, what a tremendous voice.
Yeah, the only comment I have, I agree. I think it was good. Again, engage us. You want to keep us engaged. You got to keep us engaged that entire 60 seconds.
Yep.
Because otherwise people are going to tune out and they're going to say, you know, they're going to move on to something else.
And geez, you know, 60 seconds doesn't sound like a long time, but boy, mm-hmm. when you're in there doing a commercial, it can seem yeah. like an eternity.
It can. And when you're listening to one, it can seem like an eternity.
If I ever have only like 6 weeks to live, I'm going to come into a studio and do 60 second spots because it's going to seem like an eternity.
It'll prolong your life.
Exactly.
Mentally anyway. And I don't know if it's just your equipment, Steve, but it was a little hot. It was too loud,
yeah,
or it was too close,
over-modulated.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, I mean, these mics have, you know, they're compressed. So
right.
If we get too hot on the mics, it just sort of shuts us down. So he probably doesn't have that. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know where he did it, but
I'm sure that's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that. Okay, excellent. All right, well, let's move on. That was Steve Nolan, number 3. Number 4 is Justin Beck.
All right.
Doing business today is changing the way we all do business. No more power breakfasts, no more business lunches, no more meetings for cappuccino lattes, because doing business today is doing business on the internet. Today, more companies are discovering a virtual world of opportunity on the World Wide Web. They can sell their goods anytime, send email anywhere, and provide information to anyone around the clock. And more of these companies are relying on Netcom, the number one ranked web hosting service provider. Now, for as low as $45 a month, Netcom's Identity Pack can get your business on the internet. And until March 31st, 2011, there's no sign-up fee, a $50 savings. So if your business is ready to do business on the internet, call Netcom toll-free at 1-888-882-9721. That's 1-888-882-9721. We put the net to work for you. Netcom.
Okay, Justin Beck, there you go. What do you think, Spark?
You know, he's going to have some advantages that none of the other contestants have because he's British.
Yeah.
I mean, it opens up a multitude of really cool spots that he can do. The whole time I was listening to it, I kept thinking of the Monty Python thing where the guy says, "Oh, now while we take you back to Lourdes, we play you a recording of Alistair Cook being attacked by a duck." No offense. First crack at it, you know, like you say, he needs to keep his energy up for the entire 60 mm-hmm. seconds to engage the audience. But, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. it was a decent delivery. That one to me, and again, I'm not looking at a clock, but that one sounded a little bit shorter than the other. Is that possible?
No, actually, that was a minute.
Okay.
I think they're all a minute. It looks like every single one of them, maybe one's like a second.
Okay.
Under that.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, the British voice, I think, for Americans, mm-hmm. definitely very sexy to listen to,
yeah.
whether you're a male or a female, like if it's a woman, you know, or a guy.
Exactly.
And so I think there, again, you have an advantage there as well. And it was very good delivery for the first time around. However, yeah. again, it's just keeping that energy up, and it's that engaging people the entire time. That's the biggest thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you don't learn anything else, I think Sherry's going to say engage people through for the entire 60 seconds or do 30 second spot.
Right. You still have to engage them for those too, but yeah, that's it's true. Not as hard.
Right.
Because pretty much in 30 seconds, you've got all the information done in 30 seconds.
I used to just do 10 seconds of music on either side, and then I'd do 20 minutes or 20 seconds in the middle. So.
That's only 40 seconds.
Well, I was a 30 second spot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It was 10 seconds too long. That's why they didn't ask me to do commercials too long. Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, well, good job, Justin. All right, so our last one is Jason C. Here we go.
Doing business today is changing the way we all do business. No more power breakfasts. No more business lunches. No more meetings for cappuccino lattes. Because doing business today is doing business on the internet. Today, more companies are discovering a virtual world of opportunity on the World Wide Web. They sell their goods anytime, send email anywhere, and provide information to anyone around the clock. And more of these companies are relying on Netcom, the number one ranked web hosting service provider. Now, for as low as $45 a month, Netcom's Identity Pack can get your business on the internet. And until March 31st, 2011, there's no sign-up fee, a $50 savings. So if your business is ready to do business on the internet, call Netcom toll-free at 1-888-882-9721. That's 1-888-882-9721. We put the net to work for you, Netcom.
Okay, all right, there we go, Jason C. Now, I have to say on that one, at first, he was losing me, but then mm-hmm. it's like he got his second win, the second part of it.
Yeah.
And he started, then I was like, oh, wait a minute, what was that number again? You know?
Well, I agree. It seemed like to me he had some really good, for lack of a way to put it, some good moments in that mm-hmm. spot. And then, you know, I mean, there were parts of it that he would lose us. And but he got it back. He got it back, you know. About the middle and the end. I agree with that. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like we're doing American Idol and it's a singing contest, but
I know.
but truly, you know, in a 60 second spot, it's like a journey. And, you know, he seemed like he was off the trail at first, but you know, he led us home at the end. And
he found his voice towards the end. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know how many times you guys are doing these spots. You're probably doing them over and over and over again, or maybe you're only doing them once. I don't know, but practice makes perfect.
Mm.
I don't know how you do it, but I'll take a spot and I'll read it two or three times before to myself, before I talk to anybody about it. So I'm at least familiar with how it flows.
Yeah. And sometimes when you just look at it and you read, again, it goes back to your asking questions.
Yep.
Sometimes I'll read a script and I will go, I have no idea what they want.
Right.
I mean, I can see words. Words are great. I've got them there. I can read words, but it's not at all what they wanted. And so before I go and I try to give them something, I ask those questions.
Yeah. And you know, what you're going to find out if you do this a lot is that you'll want to ask those questions, because if you go and you go ahead and do it and it's something that's completely wrong, you're going to feel like, wow, why did I waste my time doing that?
Right. You've wasted your breath.
Yeah. And, and you know, you got to go back in and do it the way that the client wants it.
Right. Exactly. And I had a point now. I can't think of what it was.
Yeah. See, you're old.
Thanks a lot.
You're not as old as I am, but well, yeah, I think it stems from the fact that you got up at like, you know, 3 this morning.
Oh, yes. I know what I was going to say.
Aha!
Okay. Thank you. 3 this morning. I think the more you do it, it's what Mark was saying. I call him Sparky too, just so in case you hear me as saying Sparky and Mark, you know, I'm talking about the same person.
That's me.
Yeah. I think what Mark was saying before about doing it over and over and over, you practice. You know, he and I have done this for a long time. So we've found our voice. We know what our voice is in radio. And I think the biggest thing is finding your own voice and finding how you do things. Because really, then you know what your weaknesses are, your strengths, and you can do what you're best at. And you don't really have to. So whenever you have like a 10-second, you know, quick read that you have to do, you just pick it up and you read it because you're reading it because you know who you are. So
boy, it took me years and years and years to do that. And there was a girl that used to work here named Gina Rogers who could pick up something out of a mud puddle in the parking lot and read it for the first time, and it was perfect.
Yeah, she's great.
It took me years to find my inner voice to be on the radio, and that shows especially when you're doing commercials, because it's personality. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your personality interjected in that commercial. So you'll want to find out really what your voice is. And man, we had, God, what, 5 really good spots
for
first passes at it. I'm proud of all you guys.
Yeah, I agree. Very, very good. And yeah, each of you has good potential, you know, in this either voiceover, radio, on hold messaging, whatever it is that you decide you want to do. You definitely, you know, have a career where you could do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry this was so long. Sherry gets kind of wordy sometimes.
And this is what you have to put up with, too, in radio. All the personalities. Because once you find your personality, it's hard to turn it off. All right. Well, I'm Sherry Taylor.
And I am Mark Sparky Connor.
You guys, good luck.
Now, you've heard the auditions received for Radio Week, and you've got to hear from my friends Sherry Taylor and Mark Connor on how they think our contestants did, and it's your turn to go vote. And it's about time to wrap up this episode. So taking us out, the ladies of sport on WendyEdwards.com and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
I thought I knew, but I don't know the best things about you. Monday I'm high, Tuesday I'm blue, but only for a while. Then it comes to me that knowing you is the only thing I need. Things could be bad, things could be worse, crumbling around me. Feel so alone, then I recall, wait for me back home. In times like these I see, knowing you is the only thing I need.
Ba 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 ba. Everything good, everything great, world in my pocket. 100 times nice, 100 times sweet. I break it all in two. Give a half to you. To make you smile is the greatest thing I've seen. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Thanks once again to Gil Zeemer's advertising shop for that great radio copy. Thanks to ProSound, the caller experience experts, for giving the next voiceover star some work and a free copy of James Allberger's The Art of Voiceover. Also want to thank Amoeba Films for their sponsorship for the next voiceover star. And next Tuesday, we're back with Mike Biseglia of OTB Podcasting, the guy that gave me my start with The Wendy Edwards Show. And it is On Hold Message Week. Be back Tuesday on The Wendy Edwards Show.